This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I sent him too many clips of racial attacks on white people. They found the clip. I'll play it next segment. Give me back my bullets. Radio listeners can't hear it. There's like giant thunder blast going on. Let me pull up Austin Radar for folks. Give me back my bullets. This guy's great, Sky News host, leads resistance against COVID-19 scam, a Kit Daniels article on InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way these videos get out is you spread the word. The first clip I want to play, because it gets going after a while, is the one on this country's a mess. We'll hear a few minutes of that and a few minutes of communism's knocking on the door, but these are all like 9-minute reports. They're up on InfoWars.com. You need to share them. And then Shane Steiner's coming in studio with the Trump flotilla and the Trump Air Force. So stay with us.
And this is the central issue here. These people are pretending to manage our health. What knowledge are they using that is superior to ours? Where's the evidence? Yesterday I raised a document from the government's own Department of Health, Epidemiology Report 22, the period ending August 2, which says, and I quote, comorbidities were common in those COVID-19 cases admitted to Australian hospitals, with 78% recording at least one of the specified comorbidities. Only 9% recorded no comorbidity. And it further said, the symptoms reported by COVID-19 cases in Australia are consistent with a mild respiratory infection in the majority of cases. There it is. 9% recorded no comorbidity. Even if we're up to 10%, that means if there are 770 deaths, only 77 have died from coronavirus alone. 77. And I repeat, we've got only 29 cases across Australia, serious or critical. And what have we got? An economy smashed. I met with New South Wales businessmen today. Why can't all businesses open up? Where's the scientific evidence to suggest they can't? Where on the figures is anyone at risk? Why can't we say to the public, you look after your own health? The old, the vulnerable, the elderly, the indigenous, the people with comorbidities. Yes, we've got a hospital system to look after you. The rest, get on with your lives. Why do we have children locked up, unable to go to school? Why are 5.5 million Melburnians living like battery hens? 6.5 million Victorians paying for the stupidity and arrogance of Daniel Andrews. He should have resigned long ago if he had any deep. This is very serious stuff. I guess in the almost Marxist world in which we exist, this is inevitable. How ironic that I have just finished speaking to Catherine McGregor. Journalists about to leave China. They get the knock on the door, and what does the Chinese Communist Party President Xi say to Chinese journalists? Your name is Party. Does this sound like Daniel Andrews? Do it our way, or look out. Witness the pregnant woman being arrested. A very learned legal man texts me tonight to say that, quote, the trust that government needs in a crisis has been absolutely incinerated. Remember I spoke 2 weeks ago to Dr. Eamon Matheson, a Melbourne anaesthetist, who's one of 13 doctors and surgeons, who signed a letter saying that the lockdowns and the restrictions were killing more people than the virus. He also said the strategy was completely wrong, and he called for other doctors to sign up. Well, they were overwhelmed. The website was swamped, such that it had to be shut down. A Facebook page blew up and had to be deleted. This is now a massive story. Many of the doctors are worried. They are now fearful for their own professional futures. They believe there will be repercussions for speaking out. They know if people can arrest pregnant mothers in front of crying children, why can't they come up after the doctors next? The communist knock on the door. Is this the new world order? Well, one class act prepared to stick his head up is Dr. Eamon Matheson. I spoke to him last week. I have to stress, he is not tonight speaking on behalf of anyone other than himself. The letter that has been written to Premier Andrews by all of those doctors has not been acknowledged in any way. But as Edmund Burke said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. Here's a good man who's doing something, Dr. Eamon Matheson. Dr. Matheson, thank you for your time. Again, you're speaking on behalf of all of us, I know, not the doctors who signed the original letter. I should point out the letter writers who signed the letter to Daniel Andrews are good people.
Humanity is being domesticated. And we're not being domesticated to end war, as the Carnegie Endowment and the UN say. That's for proletariat consumption. When you read deeper into the transhumanist plan, it is the most megalomaniacal, psychotic thing you could ever imagine. Not even in, again, a science fiction horror movie could you come close to what this is actually going to look like. So remember, compliance with the mask, compliance with social distancing, compliance at the airports, all of this is training you for the post-human world. We're all being taught that we're non-essential. We must get people like the governor of Texas to wake up and say no and reverse himself. We've got to get Trump to go more on the offense, exposing COVID-19 as an overblown hoax. Yes, it's a virus. Yes, it kills people. Maybe 1% as bad as the flu, not 10% as bad. It's totally overblown, ladies and gentlemen, because it is the shoehorn to bring in the end of liberty and freedom as we know it.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear, and the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled, and on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know, waking folks searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And a shot around the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to lose.
It happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
That's the way this country started.
Run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Wow, President Trump in every internal poll, every public poll is way ahead. What is the left gonna do?
Tell that.
He's a good friend of mine from high school, successful business owner, all around great, you know, top country music singer, all the stuff Shane Steiner's done in his life. That's long under Tommy Shane Steiner. And then your folks and your family are in the big Yellowstone TV show, not even trying to get in that. A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, we're such good friends. I have to come on the show to see you anymore. So that's what I have to go to.
You're a great guy. I love flying around your helicopter, too.
We need to do it more.
You're amazing. We've got to get Joe Rogan's here in town now. He wants to go flying around.
That's what I heard. Dude just told me that I'm flying you around Saturday. It's the first I've heard of it, but...
I didn't know that. No, I just said, I'm sure there's going to be an aftershock of Saturday's event, mm-hmm. which they now believe is over 6,000 boats, the biggest Trump boat rally yet in America, right here in Austin, Texas.
So I'd heard about it on Facebook, and just thought I'd go fly around a little bit. They were going to have a big helicopter drop these skydivers off, and at the last minute, that fell through. So I got me and a bunch of my friends together, and we took up six skydivers. So that was good. That was my point to start off. And we dropped those skydivers off. But yeah, here's
we're going to go through all this. Okay. But let me just say this. We don't, and I'm the worst person on following my own views on this. We need to make fighting tyranny fun instead of depressing like I do. And every time you get involved politically, you're kicking ass. You like led helicopters in there, skydiving into the crowds, flying over the boats. Everybody loved it. Made national news. Great job, Shane, because this is fun. And Trump talked about the rally.
That was the great thing about it is everybody was out there having the time. I mean, I heard from people that were out there on the boats that said that was the most fun they've ever had on Lake Travis. So everybody's out there having a good time. They're enjoying themselves. And, it really
goes. We're not burning down police stations or burning down black-owned businesses.
But you know, they always say that Trump supporters are this angry mob. It's like I saw people being, you know, kind to each other and just enjoying.
Well, everything the left does is an inversion. Like black people that finally go to Trump rallies. That's why now you go to Trump rallies. There's a ton of black folks and brown folks there because they really believe it was racist. Once they go, they all get loved and it's game over.
Yeah, it's so. I hate to admit this, but I just found out what gaslighting is. And it's when your own eyes are telling you something different than you're being told is going on. And so that's what that whole day was. So when I got home and started reading the articles of all the boats sinking and just the chaos and the
they said seven boats. All, it was all exaggerated.
Well, they'd say several.
I mean, if you get 6,000 boats, something's going to happen, though. My God.
Now, I'm not going to say that no boats sank, but they acted like it was armadas just going down at the helm. But
the Spanish Armada.
The Spanish Armada, like boats were, you know, on the bottom now. But
we got some photos. You found one boat that went down.
I saw in my there it is right there. My video. I caught this one giant yacht that. Obviously, outside.
Actually, like a 16-footer.
So, yeah.
But, I mean, the truth is, in some of those narrow, I mean, it's the damned Colorado River. Some days when it's busy, there's some big waves out there. A lot of folks get their boats out, and they've not been dewinterized, and they leave the plug out.
So one guy,
I routinely see sinking boats. I go, I pull up and help them a couple times. You know, I go out there a lot, and I've helped three boats, and I'm like, oh, the plug wasn't it.
So that was one guy. That officially his boat sank because he forgot to put the plug in. One, rented a, it was a rental boat and he had too many people in the front.
Sure.
And of course, you know, when you get multiple waves kind of converging,
you gotta watch what you're doing.
You gotta watch what you're doing. And if you're not if you don't spend a lot of time in the lake, then you can.
Well, it's like having people sitting on the back of the boat and backing up too fast. I mean, even I know how to drive a boat. I almost flooded one about a couple months ago.
But it's, I mean, nobody got hurt. And, for me,
but they tried to make that story, which is why I said we should have another rally this Saturday. Because I didn't go out last Saturday, but I think we have a big aftershock. I think it's going to be big.
I'll tell you right now, I know a lot of people that will show up for that just because.
Well, we're saying Trump, too. We're doing it again. I mean, Trump said they do it on the weekends. Trump goes, they'll do it every day. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So I just say, yes, sir, Mr. Trump.
Why not? Go out and have fun on the lake.
Anyways, your experience is when we come back, we're going to play a bunch of clips. Tell us about the craziness, because a helicopter at 6,000 feet looks like you're at 30,000. That's crazy, that footage you got.
And also because you're in an open cockpit, I had the doors off for the jump. And when you're kind of slowing down to 20 or 30 knots and you're 6,000 feet, it does feel it's a little unnerving. And
I gotta say it, I want to jump out of there. But you got experienced guys out there.
Oh yeah, so. These guys were great. And
you don't want me to jump out.
They also had flags that they would. So you'll see right here, this guy jumps.
And you were flying a stage 4 cancer guy, right?
Yeah. He afterwards he. One of the skydivers who can no longer, I mean, he hasn't skydived in a while because he's been having some health issues. They asked me if I would go and fly him around and give him a fun flight to kind of bring up his spirits. And he's the one that filmed all of the video from my helicopter.
Now tell folks who else you've given the helicopter bug. One Congressional Medal of Honor winner.
That's right. Dakota Meyer was, he was almost going to get his pilot's license in airplanes. And I decided, no, I'm going to, you know, misery loves company. So I I took him for a ride. In my
well, they say you're a really good helicopter pilot. I can tell, but it's a little, you know how to do all the tricks and everything.
Well, I mean, it looks like tricks, and there's people that don't, you know, they don't fly helicopters, and you know, it looks like it's scary, but what I'm doing is I never do anything that's...
I understand. Does Sid fly with you now?
No, my brother does not fly with me. He rode with me too many years in high school, and people think that I fly like I drive, and I'll admit, I'm a little bit crazy driver, but...
You drive pretty good now compared to me.
Well, I don't drive anymore.
That's another thing. You just fly around.
Yeah, all my trips are now based on whether or not I could land there, and if the weather's...
That's right. We had to chauffeur you today over here.
Yeah, that's right.
From the secret Joe Rogan location.
Hey, driving is too dangerous. You know, they think helicopters are dangerous, but when I get in a car now with my wife, I'm like, I'm white knuckling on the dashboard.
It is amazing. We can fly to any restaurant we want. Like 10 minutes, we're in like Round Rock having lunch. We fly back, we're done. I'm very spoiled here. Let's talk about the key footage when we come back. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Let them wash your American hair. Let the good times roll. But take the Americana cutting edge, Lake Travis outside Austin. Bunch of helicopters, planes, 6,000 boats, everybody having a great time. And they take a couple boats in, put the plug in the bottom and launch them and they sank, or rental boats or whatever. Shane Steiner, my old high school buddy, successful business guy, helicopter pilot, country music singer, the whole nine yards. We're here talking about this. You've got a bunch of clips. You can direct us which one to go to first. But just the excitement of a Trump rally and these spontaneous boat rallies versus what the left is up to, where they burn down cities.
Yeah, I think it's a stark contrast to when you see Trump rallies who are supposed to be filled with anger and vitriol, and they're all happy and out. American flags, when did it become a partisan thing to not love your country and not fly an American flag?
Mainline Democrats say they hate America now. They really, what the hell happened to these people?
But then you get home and see the news about mostly peaceful protests where the city's on fire.
Fiery, but mostly peaceful.
So, but you know,
what do we do about the Democrats though? Once they probably lose this, how do we rehabilitate them? Like, what the hell's wrong with these people?
I don't know. I mean, at this point, like I was saying, if we can't come together on just the love for the country, then, you know, there's really not much you can, you know, there's not much.
Well, you're a smart guy, and your dad's smart, and your family's smart. What do you think is going to happen to this country?
I have no idea. I mean, it's like Du and I were talking about. At least it's, you know, there's this craziness. It's you know, at least it's not boring.
Well, damn right it's not boring. So when did you hear about this boat rally? Because I said we should have one in Austin. I didn't know they were going to have one. So I heard about it like 2 days before. They say, Trump says it's the biggest one yet.
Yeah, so I saw it on Facebook. Several of my friends called and asked if I was going to be flying over. And that's how I initially heard about it. And I just thought, man, it's Austin. You know, Austin's a very liberal city. So I thought maybe a few hundred boats were going to show up. And you could tell by that skydive video, that's before the boats even started to move, that there was already in the couple thousand.
And they're estimating 6,000, the state police and LCRA are, Lower Colorado River Authority. Well, this Saturday, noon to nighttime, folks, I'm just saying there's going to be another one. Everybody tell, just come to it, be safe, we're going to be there.
Are we going flying? Is that what's going on, too?
I didn't know that you've been conscripted, but I would like to fly around the helicopter.
Well, let's do it.
I'm so fat, though, if I jump out of the helicopter, it'll splash the whole lake up. But seriously, tell us about this long shot of boat.
I have a long shot of me just going over the boat parade.
Because the media called this harassment. Reddit, owned by the Communist Chinese, said this was bad.
This one I just wanted,
because in China, you don't even get a car unless you're with Xi Jinping.
I just wanted to demonstrate that, I mean, you could see all the boats going in the same direction. There's not boats sinking left and right. I mean, I fly like this video.
And where did the boats meet?
Right in front of
Emerald Point.
All
right, that's where we're doing it again.
And that's where they started off, and then this is after they've already started to go. But yeah, at one point I got home and saw that one of the boats had waved me closer. Like the guy was on the back, like, hey, get closer. And so I got a little closer and waved to him, and that made it onto Reddit, And from the way they shot that video,
they shot like you're harassing. They said he's harassing them. The guy begged you. He said he was using the airport nomenclature.
You could see him moving his hands to like wave me in. And this is the shot from the boat. The boat's all shaky.
It's kick ass. No, I mean, I was out on the boat a couple months ago, and I saw you flying around. I called you.
Yeah.
And you're like, so you flew over. My kids were mad you didn't get closer. It was awesome.
Well, I mean, I try to do things as safe as possible.
For folks that don't know, though, planes fly over all the time. It's all legal. Explain that to people.
That's the thing. People maybe have heard that there's rules for aircraft that they have to stay 1,000 feet above congested and 500 feet above uncongested. So there's a rule for airplanes. But helicopters do not fall in that. There is no...
Because they have way more control.
Well, I mean, we're under control all the way to the ground, and we can hover and go backwards and all that stuff. So people see that, and it's nobody was at the Trump rally. I mean, they shared that on their social media, and then other people see those videos and then think, oh, this guy is crazy. He is endangering people. I can only imagine that the FAA got inundated with calls. But
I'm sure they did, but it's all legal, and you've got to exercise. It just shows the left, though. They complain about everything. Because I remember on Reddit, they said, we're going to get him. They even doxed you.
Yeah, they doxed me and did links to all my social media accounts. But it's mostly people just don't understand that you know, what I was doing is completely legal.
Well, the average leftist doesn't leave their house. On record, I mean, they're literally in a compact deal wearing a mask alone, just sitting there jerking off in front of the computer. I'm sorry. And they just see you in a helicopter. They go, this isn't legal. They're on boats. They're having fun. There's women in bikinis. This is not allowed.
So it's funny that somebody was asking me the other day if I named my helicopter. And I haven't thought of a name yet, but after this weekend, I've decided to call it Trigger.
I agree. Willie Nelson names his guitar that.
And also Roy Rogers' horse was Trigger.
It's perfect.
But that helicopter, when I fly over, I definitely trigger some people.
Well, and I see the lies because I don't even look for it. I see Shane Steiner's helicopter in the news. They're like, oh, he's landing in somebody's yard. It's your yard. It's like they just lie about you constantly.
You know, also, somebody sent me a Daily Mail article that showed us in a V formation. After we dropped off the skydivers, we all formed up in this arrow formation. And that picture was on the Daily Mail. It said, helicopters come rescue sinking Trump boats. Like we were out there coming to the rescue.
Let me say this. We've got to take your footage. You gave us a bunch of it. We'll play it next segment. We got to put Flight of the Valkyries to it.
That'd be awesome.
We'll do it.
I need to get a sound system that just plays it off the skids.
I'll pay for it. If you can get it rigged up, I'll pay for like a 500 watt. We need is that big? 500 watt? I'm just saying a number. We need big speakers, Flight of the Valkyries, to fly over the leftists. Can you imagine? Oh, look at this footage. Oh, this is footage I shot.
Oh, yeah. That's when you said...
How on earth do you guys even have this? I mean...
Yeah, I have my daughter...
I know social media is incestuous, but how in the hell do you guys even have this footage from me? Okay.
Oh,
Rob did grab that on my phone. Yeah, it's a couple months ago. This is crazy. There's Shane right there.
Yeah, you can see my daughter was in there. I was taking her to cheer practice.
This is amazing. See, I shot this. How good is that footage?
Is that a new iPhone?
Whatever. I mean, you see how good I am?
That is.
I wish my crew would shoot video like that. See that skill? See, I'm sorry. It is precision. So, first class video shooting. Alex Jones did that.
That's great.
I'm just teasing. I didn't shoot it. Actually, I did shoot the video. No, you're over there circling other boat. I go, is that you? Get over here. You're like,
yeah, right over. I was like headed.
You're like 800 yards north, I guess.
Yeah, I saw when when I flew over the dam, my phone rang, and I was like, I saw it was you, and I said, I know he's at the lake.
Yeah, that's funny. I love you flying over my neighbor's house, too. That's always good. Look at this.
And see that downwash? That is not that. That's not even rippling the water. I was also accused of being the reason why boats sank, that downwash was wide up.
Look at how I did perfect shot. I mean.
And then let me go out of frame. That was some nice work.
I'm not bragging, but I mean, you know. We overfished the glove, but that's not important. I did shoot some good video. We'll be right back with more footage. Stay with us. We're having some fun. constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We'll be right back.
Steiner's here, one of my good buddies from high school. And he's just an amazing guy. Something about kissing your ass is the truth. Growing up around my grandfathers and all these old Texas people that are almost all dead, is they were always happy and excited. You go to eat dinner with them, you'd go ride around the ranch, you'd go to a museum with them, you'd go to the beach. There was always like this energy, like these guys got something going on. They're excited, they love life, you know, they're confident, they're nice. And I just see less and less Texas, and your whole family's like that. It's got that. What is it about Texas? Because everybody talks about Texas having something special, or the South, or the West, or Montana. What is it, and what is that spirit? Because you've definitely got it.
Well, I mean, it's like it's made of people that, you know, like my family moved here from Germany five generations ago because they wanted to go out into the West and be free. And so, you know, it's all, you know, that. Your success is based on how much you're willing to work and it's that cowboy spirit of the West.
Freedom.
Yeah, it's freedom. And now it's like everything you do, if people see you exercising that freedom, they just want to stop it and take it away and, you know, put a stop to it.
What do you think your great-grandpa, Buck Steiner, because this is interesting stuff. You don't want to talk about yourself, but talk about him. Died at 102. You know, founder of the family dynasty. You guys are big, successful folks here in Texas. I mean, hell, he worked with Al Capone during the whole thing. I mean, that's a crazy story right there.
Yeah, that was back in the Prohibition days and all that stuff. But, man, he was born in 1899. So, you know, there wasn't even cars then. So I can't even imagine when something happened to you, that was your fault. That's kind of what I learned from him was, you know, you can't blame your troubles on somebody else. And now everybody wants to blame everybody.
So Buck Steiner was the opposite of a victim.
I mean, there was this, who would, back then, nobody would listen to you. If you tried to pull the victim mentality, nobody cared. You know, it's just everybody did their thing. And we've gotten so far away from that. I don't know where we go.
But people like Buck built America, though. I mean, that's true.
Yeah. And, you know, it's that whole, like, the strong create a great society, and then the weak create a, you know, I don't know what that, there's that cycle that I always mess up.
Prosperity creates monsters, adversity creates men.
Exactly. And so we're kind of in the, I think, the prosperous time right now where we're, we've got weak people, you know, running the show.
What would Buck Steiner think about what's happening today?
I mean, I can't even imagine. He would enjoy it, I'll tell you. Actually, he probably wouldn't even care. Like if somebody got on social media and, I mean, he's like me. He wouldn't. He just lets it roll off.
There it is. Hard times create strong men.
There it is.
Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. It's true.
Yeah, I always I love that saying, and I always screw it up. So,
well, I did too. They pulled it up. So let's get. Listen, I'm not. This is the biggest, because they say the other big one was like 3,000. They're saying 5,000 to 6,000, maybe more boats. This was the biggest Trump rally yet. They're like, oh, they're not wearing masks. Get in the freaking water. You believe the virus is real? This was a big deal this last Saturday.
It was, and also it's because it's in Austin, that is a very liberal city. And that's kind of where I didn't really know what to expect. And when you could literally just get out and walk from boat to boat, it looked like to me from there that.
This is even early on. I'm told even more boats showed up. This is like 3,000 boats right
this
there.
This is the very beginning. This is right around noon.
Yeah.
And later on, I don't know how those boats.
Well, you know, I don't know if you saw the clip. Trump said we need to have these daily. You know, he said, hey, I love them every weekend. We should have them daily. So I think we're definitely doing Saturday. I'm going to be out there.
All right, we'll be flying around.
All right, good. Keep going, Shane. I don't want to take over the interview here. You know I'm well known for that. Let's play these clips. Let's play long shot of boat parade with audio. Or which one do you want to play here?
Yeah, just to do a long shot. They've been playing it. It's the my first pass over the top of all the boats, and.
Amazing. And you just go and go and go.
This goes on. I mean, I don't know if they could speed it up, but this literally goes on for 30 minutes of me just flying over like that.
But how much freedom is it? They want to get rid. That's my next point. Bezos just got approval for these big skyscrapers that send these drones out that deliver everything, but they don't want helicopters. Helicopters of the future. The sky's empty. There's no helicopters up there, and they're way safer than cars.
Well, and also I've been hearing about these this air mobility where they take people and they put them in these big giant drones, and they're going to be able to go. It's going to alleviate traffic. And
but notice it's not human driven where a pilot's there. You talk to a guy.
It's autonomous.
Everybody wants robot. But it's the same groups who are attacking. That's what I'm saying. They're attacking human flyers, but saying, don't worry, Bezos will have your new deal where a robot flies you. No, I don't want that.
Yeah, and also what people don't realize is that drones are way noisier than helicopters. The noisiest thing on my helicopter is the tail rotor because of the diameter. The main rotor, it just makes that little wispy noise. Yeah, but the tail rotor sounds like a lawnmower.
Yeah.
A drone is just a bunch of those smaller diameter.
And it's a bunch of crap, and they have you sign a form. They know it's way more dangerous. And we need humans running things.
Why not use technology that's been around for 100 years? I mean, helicopters.
It's proven.
It's been proven. I mean, we use them every day to.
Well, they admit, too, in those scales that it's the proven technology that matters.
Yeah, but right now they're trying to develop some new thing. Electric engines, they don't auto-rotate. So if you have an engine freeze up.
Falls.
If you're falling. Well, they have them now where they have ballistic parachutes, but you're still going to come down really hard. But those same places that are looking forward to having those drones will not let me or anybody I know land a helicopter.
Well, that's what I'm saying is I see like one helicopter crashes in Hawaii like twice a year. We have to ban helicopters with 10 million people. So they're the same groups are demonizing human flight. Oh, robots are safe. Well, they're not.
Well, and the thing about all the accidents that are happening, even with the Kobe Bryant, that was
fog.
It was weather. It wasn't like a perfectly good helicopter was flying along and then just came apart and crashed.
Well, the guy took a risk, didn't they?
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. So
why did they authorize him to fly that, I guess?
It's my understanding they really didn't. They just kind of gave him his own discretion, and he went in and just it closed it on so fast that.
So you don't fly in fog.
No, nobody flies in fog unless you've got, you know, like a
flare.
A Black Hawk will do it because it's got special equipment that has radar to the ground, and those things can hover on their own. So I have to hover mine.
You're a good helicopter pilot, though.
Well, I've been doing it since 2003, so that was my first flight. So people don't realize I've been flying that long.
It's fun stuff. Shane Steiner is our guest in studio. We're not burning down police stations. We're not shooting cops in the head or people at checkpoints. We're just driving boats around and flying American flags, which means we're terrorists. And this weekend, the second Travis County, Lake Travis, Trump boat rally is going to happen noon in front of Emerald Point again. I will be there this time in the air, and then I guess we'll land somewhere. I guess the steakhouse. Shane also has the Steiner Steakhouse is always sold out and always full, so you can't even get in there. But
we'll make room for you.
Make room for everybody, huh? All right, we'll come back and play more of these clips straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. What a crazy time to be alive. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Only way those clips get out is you sharing them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And don't forget, Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room at 3 p.m. Central, and then we've got no more fake news before that.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Every morning at the mine, you can see.
All right, we got Jimmy Dean bringing us in here, folks. Not known for sausage, but a country music singer. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Chase Steiner, my old buddy, helicopter pilot and Patriots here, who witnessed the biggest boat rally of Trump yet, the biggest flotilla. And this Saturday, we're doing it again. Who knows how big it'll be? I'm going to be out there with him. He'll be in his helicopter. I'm going to have a boat down there. I'll be in the boat and the helicopter. He wants to do us. I appreciate that. But Shane, pulling back from this, seriously, I felt like I'm watching astronauts when you guys are up there with people jumping out and skydiving and all the it's like, this is better than a movie. I mean, I go see movies. They're boring. They're not real. This is real. This got me really excited. I mean, you didn't ask to come on. I begged you to come on. It's hard to get you on air. This is some killer stuff, man.
Well, thanks. I mean,
this is the real world, baby.
Listen, I love doing this. This is the most fun thing in the world for me to do is go out and fly. Not only is it a useful tool to get places fast, but I mean it's also fun.
Oh, Clint Eastwood! It says for 40 years he flies everywhere.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, now that that's my main source of getting around. Oh, also, I think we should mention that we have discovered the actual.
Rob New shot this, not me. I thought it was me. I just saw smoke and I was like, that's my footage. I shot this. Rob is a better camera guy than me. He shot this.
Well, I just want to make sure Rob got his.
You saw my fat ass in the shot.
Rob.
And he walked in and he said, that's actually me doing that. I'm like, okay. I saw really good camera footage. Did a really good job, though, didn't he?
It's like he should do this for a living.
Let's see it again. Let's just roll it again for everybody. Anyways, we got a bunch of these clips, so we haven't done the Reddit video. Let's talk about local TV says that you harassed everybody and a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, that one of the boats, the guy waved me in closer, and I obliged. I went in and got close, and you could tell by the look on all their faces that they were enjoying it. And that was my
point. Let's just say you got flashed a lot.
I mean, there was a few times. I also got mooned a lot, too, believe it or not. But
boys, this is exciting.
So I was, that was my whole point, was to get down there and wave to people, and you could see they were all excited and having a great
time. I talked to folks where they said it just made it like crazy.
Yeah, if you can play the audio to this clip.
Yeah, play it again with audio, guys. Go ahead and roll it. Can we go out to the Magnum P.I. theme, please?
And see, the way this video is cut, it looks like I just dive-bomb them, but I'm actually...
Well, they waved you in. The left says everything's right. We got it.
And here's from my point of view. It's very controlled.
The left just demonizes everything. So how much safer is a helicopter statistically than the car? Like five times?
It is statistically safer.
Yeah.
I mean, not... even every helicopter crash does not end in a fatality. I mean, there's only like one out of like, I believe it's one out of five or six.
Exactly, but it's like COVID. They make a huge deal out of each death, so it looks like it's really bad. Like, oh, I know somebody died. Like, well, statistics, 77 people died in Australia. Total martial law lockdown.
Well, they'll make a big deal about, I remember New York when the Blade guy went down in the Hudson, and he swam away from the helicopter. And then they started wanting to ban helicopters. And I was thinking, he wrecked that helicopter, but he didn't even get hurt.
Well, that's the thing, is they're trying to ban risk. That's what humanity is about. That's the Wild Wild West. That's Texas.
I always tell people, what's not dangerous is sitting on your couch wearing a helmet. But it's not very much fun. I mean,
but statistically, you die 20 years younger.
That's right. Yeah, you would, if you think about it, that's actually dangerous to sit on your couch. So life is dangerous. You might as well do something.
If you don't excite your brain, they've cut the brains open of like 95-year-old famous composers. The brain's all shriveled. The guy that when he died was super smart. They speak five languages, right? Because the neurons stay connected.
But my thing is, everybody only hears about helicopters when there's a crash. Right now, there's hundreds of thousands of helicopter operations going on, and nothing is happening today. But if one goes down, it's front page news, and so people think.
No, I agree.
It's dangerous.
And then with self-driving cars and drones crash, that's not a big deal. So I'm for humans running things. I want human technology out there. I don't want Bezos' crap.
Yeah. And so when they see me flying low on the water, they think, well, he's obviously doing something dangerous. And so they...
But they're going to be sending drones into your yard. And by the way, you've ranted about Bezos and these helicopter things, how dangerous they are.
Yeah. I mean,
like you said, it's like six tilrotors. It'll be six times louder.
Absolutely. And the drones flying around actually is a risk to other pilots. In fact,
we almost ran into one.
And I almost ran into a drone one time. We were flying around downtown, and
big one came right up.
Yeah, it was eye level to us, and they kind of went off to the left, and we went off to the right, and we just passed each other.
He did. Luckily, he was watching. He flew right up in front of us. He went, yeah.
But still, I mean, if that would have flown into us, that would have been fun.
That was an Imperial probe droid.
You always got to bring it back to Star Wars.
Well, I mean, not that I'm even into it. Aren't you glad Star Wars, the whole franchise is bankrupt now because they made it SJW?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of gone down. Especially the Han Solo was, I thought, extra.
Did you think 30 years ago when we were in high school we'd be here right now?
No, I did not think that.
So, did you think your brother and your parents would be in Yellowstone TV show?
Yeah, I heard they were going to be on that show, but my brother is and his son Rocker, my nephew, my mom, dad, they were all in that season 3, episode, I think, 7.
And that was the worst story. You didn't even they didn't cash that. They just got the job.
I mean, I think they wrote that with my brother and nephew in mind, so they left me out of it because I don't wear boots and a cowboy hat, so they left me out of it.
But you are playing next Saturday at the Steiner Steakhouse out by Lake Travis, and people can even get in to be able to see us play.
Yeah, I mean, I retired from the music business, but on Saturdays, when the weather's good, I'll...
You do a great job. You do a great job.
We go out
in closing, the time we have, I'm going to come introduce the next guest host, Mr. Rappaport, and play some clips I haven't gotten to. What happens if Trump doesn't win? I mean, he should win, but what if they steal the election?
Well, I know that we, you know, we won't burn the cities down. We will make the best of it and go on. That's kind of I see as the difference. I think it's, you know, when Trump wins, that that's when the rioting and the looting and all that stuff will start back up.
Oh, I agree. So what does Trump do about that? Because he needs to send in the military and the police. But then if he does, it's an agitprop, is what they call it. They want to get that fight going. So what do you do when you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't?
I mean, I think it's better to be damned if you do. I mean, there's been definitely precedents where, you know, when they were trying to end segregation in schools, they brought in
military.
The military. Nobody ever questions that move. So, I mean, if... The point of the government is to keep the citizens safe. And I mean, that's really, I think, their only job. And if you let the city or whatever abandon you and they're letting lawlessness take over, I think it's the government's job to step in and restore.
Well, that's it. The Democrats know they're not being held accountable, so they're just trying anything right now, and I think they should be held accountable.
I mean, right now, I think it's, you know, they know that the longer that they can keep this going, the more it hurts Trump's chances for re-election, so they're just going to keep this going and keep.
Well, I agree with you. They thought that, but people are smart enough to see through it. I think it's backfired.
Absolutely. I mean, you can only. I mean, the American people are not stupid. I mean, you know, if you think, I mean, people think as a whole the society is stupid, but I'm telling you, you know, when you talk to them individually, everybody understands what's going on.
It's actually, I agree. So how do the Democrats get punished for this? Because if they don't get in trouble, they're going to keep doing stuff like this. Like, what do they do next if they don't get in trouble? Like, when this fails, what do they do next?
I don't know. I'm not the one to know what's going to happen.
All I know
is... I wish I did.
I agree with you. I don't know either. That's why I'm asking. We should all be asked that question. This next Saturday, 12 noon, Emerald Point. The next big boat parade, President Trump said, do it every day. Well, we can't do it every day. We'll do it every Saturday. It's a horrible sacrifice I'm making.
Let's just do it every day. Starting tomorrow every day.
Gosh, what was the lake like? I bet all the gas stations were empty.
I didn't even think about that. How would you even gotten gas if you ran out of... Because the infrastructure is not there for everyone.
There's usually a couple hundred boats.
Yeah.
Now there's 5,000, 6,000.
I just make sure you filled up before you got on the lake.
Well, it's a manifestation of what's happening. They want to keep us locked down. They want to keep us shut down. It's not going to work. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming in. Any websites we should plug, Shane?
I've got nothing going on.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I'm just glad to see you, man.
Good seeing you, brother. Good to see you. Hey, we got to get Joe Rogan flying around your helicopter.
Hey, I mean, Joe hasn't called me.
Well, he called me up. He goes, Hammer, you flying around in Tim Kennedy's helicopter? And I go, oh, you mean Shane Steiner's helicopter?
Which he's going to have one soon.
I know, but it's good. So I said, no, you'll be fine. It's all good. All right, brother. Thank you, man. All right, I'm coming right back. I'm going to introduce our next guest. So stay with us.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.